gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie.
Good morning. How are you?
Complete with a hat on today.
Yep.
I need not say more. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis back on the board. She was away last week. Am I right? Yeah. I believe so.
I can't remember.
Anyways, we're all here. The A-Team
yes.
is here to guide you through this rather dreary day in the metropolitan area. But no excuse not to go outside and enjoy it. It is spring-like.
It's better than snow.
Spring-like. Interesting program today. We're going to have a lot of highs on and a lot of lows is the only way I could describe it. Before we get into all of that, I want to remind folks about the Lotto 999.
That's what you call it.
That's what I call it. Lotto 999. We've teamed up with the folks at Mercury Marine, and we are giving away a Mercury 9.9 four-stroke engine every month right up until November.
Yes.
And all you have to do is visit the new and improved, how's that, fishingcanada.com site.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and you enter the Mercury contest, free of charge, by the way. And you put in a ballot. You answer a skill testing question. Very skill testing, aren't they?
Very, very skill. It's not.
You could even get them. Let's put it that way. And if you can't, there's a hint button. let's put it this way. I don't think you can fail. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com
yep.
and enter. A ballot goes into a virtual drum.
Mm-hmm.
You can enter a ballot into the drum every 24 hours.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist like I am, for example.
You are?
Sure I am.
Oh.
I didn't tell you about that?
Rocket scientist?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why are you here?
Well, because I don't, that's a great, there, see, there's a question in itself. Write that down. Maybe we can get Winters to do a whole story about that next week.
Sounds good.
But you enter the contest every 24 hours, and every ballot that you drop into that drum means that your chances go up.
Yes.
Drastically. And it's funny because, you know, we obviously, this has been going on now for almost 2 weeks, about 12 days. This might be day 12 or maybe, no, 2 weeks.
I'm not quite sure.
Full 2 weeks now, 14 days. So the analytics people are giving us feedback on how it's going. And what I find interesting is that I believe, and I stand to be corrected, but less than 15% of the people who have entered the contest are coming back every day. Less than 15. So those 15% are the geniuses. Those are the folks who said, wait a minute, let me see.
Let me read the contest details.
Exactly. So it doesn't cost me anything.
Nope.
The prize is worth $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do one every month.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have to do is go to fishingcanada.com. Takes me less than 3 minutes to do this, by the way. Go to fishingcanada.com, enter the contest every 24 hours, drop a ballot into the virtual drum.
Yeah.
At the end of the month, there's a draw, a random draw made by the virtual contest mechanism. And if I take the trouble of spending 3 minutes a day and entering a new ballot every day, my chances go up exponentially now that I've told you that only 15% of the people who are actually entering are going in multiple times. I don't know whether I was supposed to tell you that or not. Because that kind of, you know, gives a distinct advantage to the folks who are listening right now. But so what? Yeah. I don't care. Who cares?
Exactly.
I wasn't bound by any rules other than the fact that I can't win.
Yeah, that's I can't win. I'm kind of sad about that because I need a new motor.
Well, no kidding. You and me both. But we're giving away 9 of these. So for yes. the next 9 months, right until the end of November, the more times you make that effort, which is 3 minutes a day, the more times you do that between now and the end of November, the better your odds of winning one of these beauties.
Yes.
One of these four-stroke 9.9s. We all need a Mercury four-stroke 9.9 in our lives. I know I do. I'm going to tell you that right now. So go on in. Make the effort. Nine people are going to win. The nine smart ones are going to win. Let's put it that way. I don't want to, you know, center anybody out right now, but the nine smart ones are going to win. And all they have to do is go to fishincanada.com. I'll spell that for you in case, you know, you have issues with that. F-I-S-H-N Canada.
Hope you know how to spell Canada.
I'm not even going to try it. .com. Fishincanada.com. Enter the Mercury 999 contest every single day, 24-hour clock.
Yes.
You put in a new ballot. The more ballots you put in. And by the way, at the end of each month, those ballots, those, let's just say that somebody was going in every day and they had 30 ballots in there. At the end of the month, just because they did not win that particular leg of the contest, that segment, don't despair, because those 30 ballots that you worked so hard to put in there,
they're still there.
They're still there. They go into the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one.
Chances of the win go up.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Just go. Fishincanada.com. Win a Mercury 9.9. There.
Nice.
Now, Stephen, this is an interesting couple of stories we've got in the news today. You know, there's people that complain, and I'll give you one right now. Our very own talented, the lovely Mr. Bowman of the Fishing Canada show.
He complains?
He has a problem in the sense that he has squirrels around his property.
Yes,
that
I've heard some stories.
Right, you've heard the stories. You heard the lengths that he goes to try and get those guys out there. Protect his property from these rodents, right? So we have squirrels, and we complain about raccoons. And we complain. Me, I have a chipmunk issue. Now you would think,
oh, the chipmunk.
I know,
oh.
But they're a nuisance. They leave all kinds of stuff behind that I'm not crazy about. But anyways, so it seems like a monumental problem that we have to face living in this part of the world with these rodents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this might make you feel a little bit better, you know, a little less despair.
Okay.
Because if you live in other parts of the country, for example, in Albany, Texas, where our very own Schlorfy was vacationing recently.
Yep.
Albany, Texas, which is a city about 2 hours' drive west of Fort Worth, a homeowner thought that he may have a rattlesnake under his house.
Lovely.
Yeah. So he called a pest control to come in and remove it. But things got a little bit complicated.
Okay.
Yeah. He did not have a rattlesnake under his house. No. He had 45 rattlesnakes under his house, and the pest control took all day to try and remove, with all kinds of issues and problems trying to, as you can appreciate, 45 rattlesnakes under a porch. That's a lot of snake, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, they finally got rid of it and whatnot, but this is a common occurrence apparently in the southern states. They have rattlesnakes. We have chipmunks.
Yeah, I'd rather have the chipmunks.
So, I'm not going to complain anymore.
Yeah.
At all. In Breckenridge, Colorado, another one of these crazy things where we could do a direct comparison to our problems here. About a month ago, JW reported on a program about a story about a bull moose chasing skiers in Breckenridge, Colorado on a ski run that led to the base of the mountain. Well, last week, a homeowner in Breckenridge, Colorado, phoned the cops because the patio door was smashed in and they thought they had a home invasion going on. But in fact, it was not. It was a cow moose that had broken through the screened veranda sliding porch door.
Yeah.
And decided to take a nap in the rec room.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Made himself at home.
Yeah. They tranquilized the animal, removed it safely, and set it back out into the wilderness. But I just bring that up because it's kind of cool. We think we have problems. Your problems are never as bad as somebody else's, let me tell you. This week's guest, the happy camper, Kevin Callen, is back. He's probably been out sleeping in a snowbank somewhere all winter, I'm sure. Kevin just released yet another book, Stephen. Have you been keeping track at all at numbers?
I know he launched a lot, but I didn't know how many he has. Do you know how many he has?
Well, double digits for sure.
Yes.
We're going to find out when he joins us a little later on. The book is based on his monster canoe trip in Algonquin Park.
Hmm.
Monster canoe trip. Anyways, he's going to join us and tell us about all of those adventures. Apparently, and not apparently, because I've known this for several years now, we're losing our recruitment levels into the fishing world has been dropping for the last 5 years. We're losing the next generation of anglers.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's very concerning to everybody, not the least of which, of course, is the industry itself.
Mm-hmm.
To talk to us further on that is Dr. Stephen Cook from Carleton University. He'll be joining us later on because he thinks that maybe, the recent study of recreational fishing in Canada may have a few highlights that we're not missing that might help us turn that trend around. So he'll explain how we can get young folks, because that's been, everybody is talking about that. How do we get young people more involved in fishing? Well, Dr. Cook may have some answers for us. We had a story, actually 2 weeks ago, Gord Pizer told us about this very touching and moving experience that he had.
Yep.
Regarding a young man, with a cancer that he was able to spend a bit of time with, in the Kenora area. He was able to spend a little time, with him out on the ice. Ice fishing. And off the air I had lengthy chats with Gord about this, and I was moved by the fact that he was moved so much by this experience. So we thought we would have the young man on the program today. A little later on we'll be joined by Dustin and his mom Linda, and they'll talk to us about their experience with the dock, and his grandson Liam. All four of them spent some time fishing recently, and we'll talk about Justin's dreams and his dream trip that he took with the doc, how we got involved in it and all that stuff. It's going to be you don't want to miss that segment for sure. Then we're going to go fish in Ontario. We're going to Pizer country again. It's all about the dock this week. We're going to just a bit north of Kenora, slightly north of Kenora. This was a 5-star full service lodge, a fly-in wilderness bucket list trip. Josh McClanishan from Maynard Lake Lodge. Maynard, probably is more accurate.
No, yeah, not
Maynard. It's Maynard.
Both sound good to me.
Sure. We'll be joined by Josh to talk to us about all the details of the fabulous walleye fishing, northern pike, muskie, and smallmouth bass on the English River system. I've fished that a lot.
Really?
That and the French River system. Both are fantastic. I don't know what that has anything to do with story, but I thought I'd throw it in there. Back in 2014, Roger Greel from Lake Superior State University in Upper Michigan joined us to talk to us about the Atlantic Salmon Hatchery Program that he had been working on and the difficulty in raising these fish. In fact, one of the things that stood out with us, and we underlined it from that interview, he said about Atlantic salmon, he said, if you give them a chance to die, they will.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So anyways, he's going to talk to us about this, of course, a creature that we have been trying to bring back into our environment for a number of years now. It became officially extinct in this part of the world 100 years ago. These are landlocked Atlantic salmon that used to prevail throughout the Great Lakes. And so ever since, it seems that we've been trying to bring them back. And they've got an interesting program going on the St. Mary's River near Sault Ste. Marie. And after years of stocking, there's some actual natural reproduction taking place, which is if it's true, it's a first.
Yes.
And so Roger Greel will join us to talk to us about that. What else have we got? And we're going to also talk to Dr. Kevin Kapusinski from Lake Superior State to talk to us about the Atlantic salmon. So we're going to have all kinds of interesting information about that. Lots of ground to cover, my friends. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most-watched fishing program on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast to Coast. This week's episode is one that I'm particularly fond of. It involves my grandson, Nicky.
Yes.
With Patrick Tryon, who is no stranger to the Fish in Canada show. This one is called Pat's Muskie Academy 2. Nicky joins him again to take yet another shot at the Muskie 101 class that Pat puts on. And a year later, there they are doing one or 202, I guess. is being referred to.
Yes.
Interesting episode. You don't want to miss it. A lot of ups and downs there for sure. It's called Pat's Muskie Academy. But, of course, if you're listening to us, you may not be watching that.
So go to the brand new website, www.fishingcanada.com. Click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date's right there. Or you can actually watch the last year's episode full, complete on the website.
And then you can watch this week's episode. No, you can't.
You can watch this one first and then go back.
Gotcha. Yes. And while you're there, why not take a whack at winning a 9.9 Mercury motor? That would make sense. All you do is enter the contest that is on the landing page for fishingcanada.com. While you're there, checking out the schedule for Pat's Muskie Academy on the Fishing Canada Show.
Yes.
Back from Texas, home of the rattlesnake, our in-house safety expert, Bradley Schlarf. Good morning, Brad.
Now, speaking of I'm standing right over top of a maple syrup evaporator at Sweetwater Investments, and I'm smelling that good maple syrup smell.
Okay, have you dipped the finger in? I got to ask you.
We've dipped a ladle in and testing it out here. So I'm here with Doug, you know, first thing crack in the morning. Beautiful day yesterday. There's like 15 people show up. Somehow it's snowing and blowing tan. There's only two of us here. But, and I got it right away. Lucas, you're listening? So Grandpa says you got to put in on that outboard motor contest every 24 hours. And Lucas will know who I'm talking about.
Did you say snow?
It's snowing to beat the band here right now.
No kidding. Wow, it's raining here. It's like midsummer rain. It's fantastic. The snow is all gone, though, I believe, even up in your neck of the woods, is it not?
They're lying to you if they said the snow is all gone and up our neck of the woods.
And it's not.
There's at least a foot in my backyard still. And the snowbanks from blowing the driveway over the winter when I wasn't here are about 3 feet high still.
Brad, any word on what the water levels are going to be like due to this year's winter snowfall?
This is not going to be good, especially in the north. Like friends and relations from Sault Ste. Marie say they've got more snow than they can remember. So it's not going real fast. So there's probably going to be problems with ice damming and flooding and crappy, slushy ice conditions for people that want to squeeze in a few more ice fishing days. So not good.
Yeah, that's for the most case right till the end of the month, right? Most of the ice fishing huts and shacks have to come off the ice by then.
Well, a lot of places they do, but you can still, there's always a species you can find that you can go and try for, right? So, you know, last ice perch fishing.
Yeah, obviously.
But sometimes not such good conditions.
No kidding. Obviously, you know, you have to be extremely careful from here on in if you're going to sneak out for that last one. And don't let your heart drive your brain in this case. Be smart about it. Stay off of it if it's not safe.
This is on ice PFD time for sure, if there is one in the year.
Yeah, we're going to talk at length about that next week. And, of course, by that time, I think most of the ice will be unsafe. But we'll talk about it then, my friend. You enjoy the maple syrup in the meantime.
Live from Sweetwater Industries in Springwater Township. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bradley Schlarf, playing it safe, retired OPP staff sergeant on Outdoor Journal. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.